Virgin with Shiva, lesson 227, working with the inner aura. As soon as one begins to meditate, to gain enough control of awareness, the colors begin to move a little. When the meditator breaks out of his ordinary daily life habit patterns by beginning to reprogram his subconscious mind, his inner aura begins to change. When after a good meditation, a predominant subconscious reactionary pattern comes before his vision, as if it happened yesterday, and he begins to react to it all over again, one of these color patterns may move up to the throat area. He will have to swallow. At that point, if you ask the question, "What's on your mind?" he would speak out this reaction. I always recommend it be written down and burned instead of spoken. Then that color leaves, never to reappear, and another one rises from underneath. A green color might leave, and a brown one come up in its place. These repressed areas eventually will dissipate. And awareness, once divided in many different ways, will pull in its tentacles from externalized areas of the mind until it can move freely through all areas of the mind. Each time one of these deep-rooted, subconscious reactionary conditions leaves, the inner aura becomes more fluid, brighter, and less rigid. The devotee becomes more wholesome. After an entire subconscious cleansing, due to maybe a year of someone's working with himself and developing and reprogramming his subconscious mind positively, the chest would turn into a pure sheet, a very beautiful yellow, and rays of white light could be seen coming out from within it. This would continue until the devotee stopped working with himself. And if he began dwelling more in subconscious areas or encounters a condition in life which he's not able to face within himself, and regresses into resentment, selfishness, self-pity, and spite, the chest would cloud again and look exactly like a modern art painting. The mind is like a vast universe. Man's individual awareness travels through the mind from one planet to another, one area to another. Or, if we compare the mind to the world, man's individual awareness travels through the mind from hate to love, to joy to sorrow, to all the various ideas and concepts within the mind, as he would travel from country to country, city to city. Therefore, the human aura is very consistent. Each time man's individual awareness flows through love, the human aura reflects the pastel colors of love, as it would reflect the colors of hate, fear, jealousy, exuberance, compassion, and the various areas of the intellect. One can learn to read the colors of the human aura and know in what area of the mind the awareness of the person is flowing. Om Namah Shivaya.